All right, you know what time it is, Bill Wolf.
It's time for The Most, Allison Stewart.
Could you explain what The Most is exactly?
Well, it's sort of like young adult show and tell for the staff here. Everybody's read up on the internet. We talk about the most emailed, most viewed, most circulated stories and items from various important websites all over the internets.
And I think we have a theme song for it, which means it's really official, isn't it?
Oh.
There you go.
That's very young adult.
All right. Who wants to go first? I see there's Ian.
Hey.
Hey, Ian from the control room. Nice lid, by the way.
Thank you. There's a long story there.
Okay.
let me just wheel my chair up to the desk here for this one. This is from the Denver Post, the most at the Post. Also, I think Manoli said she saw it at the Sydney Morning Herald. And we just saw it on NBC under the headline, Weekend at Bernie's Awesome Movie, Bad Idea.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy dies, and his friends take his $355 Social Security check to a check-cashing place in Hell's Kitchen, right nearby. The guy at the counter is like, no, sorry. He's got to be present to cash the check. Undeterred, they go home where the guy's corpse is. Apparently, he died naked or near naked, I don't know. So they put a T-shirt on him and pants, I'm quoting here, pants they could only get up part way and a pair of Velcro sneakers. Yeah. No, I know. Yeah. And I think Velcro's the way to go if you're dressing Bernie.
No question.
Okay, so they put him in an office chair, wheel his corpse back down the street to the check-cashing place where a cop saw them. And we have some tape from the cop. This is from AM Radio, Detective Travis Rapp.
His eyes were open, his mouth was open, the tongue was kind of like sticking out, and his arms were to his side and his feet were extended out straight. He goes, oh, my friend's very sick, he has Parkinson's disease, and he's saying, oh, my friend has to go cash his check.
All this to cash the check?
Yeah.
There's easier ways to make $355.
Really? You know, maybe not.
All right, Ian, thank you so much. Oh, is there anything else you'd like to add to this lovely story?
I was just thinking that, you know, if one of us died, the check cashing place is so close. This is the one that we would take the corpse to.
That's Manoli, by the way.
Yeah. Don't put the corpse in an office chair.
Yeah.
That was probably the tip off. All right, who's up next?
That's me,
Lauren Spohr.
What about rigor mortis? Is that not an issue at this so early?
I think that's why his feet were sticking out.
Yeah, Lauren, where's your most from?
It's from Slate. It's a most read story from Slate, and it's written by this woman named Darren Garnick, who's a New Hampshire resident, and she had a goal, and her goal was to have her 5-month-old baby photographed with every single presidential hopeful who, she said, has a prayer of making it into the White House. And she did it. She got everyone but Fred Thompson.
Oh, no.
And she only had two rules. No kissing. She didn't want any candidate's saliva on her baby, and also no Mike Gravel.
Yeah.
What was her
nice.
No,
there's
her
some
reason
overlap.
Why?
There's some overlap between rule one and rule
yeah,
two.
Yeah, she said he was creepy.
That was her those are her words. It's very funny. The baby happy with some candidates.
Yeah, very unhappy with Rudy Giuliani.
Crying his head
having
off.
A meltdown with America's mayor.
She said she thinks that the baby's tush was wet when Clinton was holding it, but the Clinton was very diplomatic and either didn't say anything or just didn't notice.
Seemed to be making a great connection eye to eye with Hillary Clinton. I noticed that. I report, you decide.
All right, Trisha McKinney.
Yeah, I have the most viewed at MSNBC.com, and it's about a woman who calls herself the meanest mom on the planet, and it's because she sold her son's car, put it up for sale, and the ad read, Old's 1999 intrigue, totally uncool parents who obviously don't love teenage son selling his car. Only driven for 3 weeks before Snoopy mom, who needs to get a life, found booze under front seat. $3,700 her best offer. Call meanest mom on the planet. And apparently she sold the car. She's been getting lots of shout-outs from people who think she's great. Good for her for doing this. Apparently the only one not happy, her son.
Well, and he was a teenage kid driving an Olds. That's not nice.
Yeah, and I guess the son says that it wasn't his booze. And the mom says she believes him, but too bad she's selling the car anyway.
You were a teenage boy, Bill Wolf. Did you buy that story?
No. It wasn't his. Whose was it? Yeah, I don't know how that got there. Sure, kid.
All right, what else do you have, Trisha?
Yeah, I just have one more. It's also car related. I was just searching around on Google Trends. It's my new favorite activity. And all over Google Trends this morning is the Tata Nano. It's that new car, you know, billed as the cheapest car in the world, unveiled by Tata Motors in India. It's going to cost about $2,500. And they're keeping the price that low in spite of the cost of building the car rising, according to the head of the company, because a promise is a promise. And there's pictures all over the web. It's a cute little car.
It's teeny tiny.
Yeah, it's itty bitty.
I mean, it really is. It's like a skateboard with a tin can
on top of it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be their motto. Well, that's going to be in their ad campaign.
So I think people just want to get a look at this thing.
Absolutely. Although there is some worry that it will create environmental concerns because it's so cheap that everyone will drive it and it will cause terrible emission problems.
Yeah, and they're apparently saying they're going to launch a diesel version of it.
Diesel. So. Pauline, we're going to go to you next.
Okay, we got most popular on Yahoo News. Very short story about a Polish guy who walks into a brothel and finds
his wife.
No ethnic jokes on this show, Pauline.
I know, it reads like a joke. It's like, guy walks into a brothel, spots his wife, and I guess they're getting a divorce now.
Well, you have to explain, the wife was not a customer. She was a revenue generator.
Right, exactly. She was making money for the household. Yeah. She was the breadwinner, I guess.
And after 14 years... enough.
For 14 years they were married, and now they're getting a divorce. What I want to know is, why didn't they go into business together?
Okay, no. We're not advocating that.
Not at all. No. You can read about it on our website at npr.org/Bryant Park. We'll put links up to all these stories: kissing babies, wives at brothels, mean moms, tiny cars, and dead guys in office chairs. Yeah, that's pretty much the most. Thanks, everybody.
You're welcome.